Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will
packages, gift card packages, or spa packages for massage or aromatherapy, contact us, inbox us at TQ Mind on Facebook. You can tweet me at RSteve44. You can inbox me personally at Ronnie Stevenson, or you can contact me at 240-778-5219. And this is for anyone, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, TQ Mind by Rod, 240-778-5219. Inbox me at TQ Mind, or you can tweet me at RSteve44 to find out when you can schedule your next appointment and also for your holiday party. So today's topic is to protect and serve. We're talking about police brutality, and we're talking about what's been going on recently just all over the country. This is not just linked to Mike Brown. It's not just linked to Eric Garner. There are so many different acts of police brutality going around across the country that it just needs to be addressed. And there's so many different levels when it comes down to this police brutality. It comes down to, you know, there's the racial divide. There's the super cop that, you know, no matter, regardless of race, regardless of ethnicity, that a lot of these officers are trying to impose themselves in a way that should not even be legal, that should not even be authorized. You look at the case in New York where putting a person in a chokehold is considered illegal. It's considered illegal. They say that whoever does it is illegal and should be suspended, should be fined. When it comes down to Eric Garner, put Eric Garner in the chokehold, and the New York Police Department found it illegal. Over the grand jury decided not to indict him. Of course, in Ferguson, no indictment. With this, precedent may show that the officer in Ohio will not be indicted. And then we have the case in Arizona. I'm not sure if people know about this particular case in Arizona. In Arizona, there was a gentleman that was sitting in his car. Officer came up to him because someone called in saying his SUV was suspicious and was involved in a drug deal. When, by the officer, the gentleman reached into the trunk, and the officer thought he was grabbing for some sort of weapon. Pulled a weapon out on him. The gentleman ran, of course, in fear. When the officer chased him, he immediately shot him when the gentleman was reaching for something in his pocket. What the gentleman was reaching for in his pocket was his medication. However, the officer thought it was a gun, shot him immediately. We have gone into a wild, wild west mentality, people, when it comes down to the police. The police has decided to shoot first and ask questions later. And this is where we're talking about. This is where we got to figure out what is the standing for police. do we go as far as making sure that they are held accountable for their actions? And what can we do to make sure that people are being treated fairly, people can go to police for support when it comes down to the neighborhood and to the community? Until we figure out how to do that, then there's going to be a lot more problems like this. You can contact me at 347-850-1228. Once again, 347-850-1228 to let me know what you feel about this particular topic. And we got to make sure that there is accountability. There is a standard of responsibility for these police officers, because if that does not happen, then there's no way that we can coexist with police and the police state and the martial law that's going on in this country. And we're going to take a quick break right now. This Toy Sugar's coming up, Toy Productions, Toy Entertainment. But once again, you can call 347-850-1228 and let us know what you feel about this particular topic. This is the Rod Stevie Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toy Entertainment. Now it's Toy Sugar, True Love on the Rod Stevie Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And right now, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of love that's coming from the police department. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of feeling for what's going on in our community. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of feeling from the police department when it comes down to how they're handling police issues, how they're handling our people, how they're handling just the way things are going on in our community. And I am really proud of everyone that is trying to make a stand and make a mark in what's going on in our country right now. And, you know, at first I was a little nervous about these hashtag movements. I was a little nervous about these and hesitant about these protests that are going on. But all across the country, here in D.C., in New York, in California, you see that people are stepping up and showing love for the people who are being victimized, no matter what race, no matter what ethnicity, no matter who they are. You know, people are actually stepping up and accountable and showing support for what is going on in this country. This is not just a black and white thing. And I want people to realize that. There was an incident in Cleveland, Ohio, over the past couple weeks, where a gentleman was going down a street. He thought was, you know, just down the street that he goes home on. Traffic was being blocked because there was a concert going on, Mary J. Blige concert. And a black officer, immediately came up behind him and told him, you know, you're going the wrong way, you need to move. And as he was backing up, and there is video of this, and that's where the camera is coming to play. The video is where he was slowly backing up. And as he was slowly backing up, the cop got out of the car, gun drawn, put the gun, you know, pointed the gun at the driver. And the driver immediately put his hands up, and the cop asked him to turn off the vehicle. This particular vehicle had the power button because this was an automatic, you know, keyless car. The power button was in the center console. As the gentleman reached to turn the power off in the center console, the officer immediately shot. The bullet went through his wrist, exited out of his back. And the gentleman was, of course, in pain, in shock, because he just got shot for trying to cut off the vehicle just like the officer asked him to do. While he was bleeding, while he was in pain, while he was in shock, the officer then proceeded to drag him out of the car and put him in cuffs. At that particular time, another officer came to the scene and proceeded to kick and punch this gentleman while he was on the ground bleeding and in pain. The end result of this, the gentleman did actually survive. He has scars. He goes to therapy every week because of the post-traumatic stress that he's gone through from these officers. But there's the twist in this is that the officer who shot him, the officer who beat him up, was not indicted in this case. Only person that was found liable for anything in this case was a gentleman that was shot. Actually, he was fined for making an illegal turn. He was fined $150 for making an illegal turn and had 3 months suspension on his license. Now, this gentleman made an honest mistake. He made an honest mistake. He went down the wrong street at a time when it was blocked off. He was trying to back up. He was trying to back up slowly. But he was shot. He was beaten up. He was bruised. Pictures. We have pictures to see this. If you go to Cleveland Times-Dispatch, or you can go into TheGuardian.com, you can see these particular pictures of the gunshot wound, of the scars that he had, of the bruises on his face, blatant bruises. And this is a darker brown-skinned gentleman, so to see these bruises, to see these wounds, is very pronounced. However, he's the one that gets charged. He's the one that gets fined. He's the one that gets victimized in a way, but the police go free. So it's not just a racial divide right now, because this was an African-American cop that did this to an African-American gentleman. It's just this vigilante effort of shooting first and ask questions later. And there's so many different incidents that have happened over the past month, over the past several years. Cleveland, Ohio alone, 600 individual incidents have been cited by the State Department. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, who actually is leaving in the next couple of weeks, he has made it his effort to quell this police brutality throughout the country. And people don't know this, but the President of the United States actually has executive order rights to demand that things change, to demand that there are some repercussions that happen to these officers. And tomorrow he's planning to talk about this, and he's going to talk about the aspects that police need to be held accountable for. And this is supposed to change the way that the grand juries indict officers, supposed to change the way the police departments handle these particular incidents that the police are doing against their citizens. But will it really matter? And then there's the topic of body cameras. Are these cameras important? Are these cameras essential? Are these cameras necessary? Now, I've been discussing this on Facebook throughout the past week, and there has been a lot of mixed feelings about body cameras. Some people are for body cameras. Some people feel like body cameras will create their transparency, that body cameras will hold police officers accountable for their actions. But others feel that no matter what camera you have, what device you have, you can be recording it, you can through audio, you can be recording it through video, it will not matter because they feel that the police are going to do whatever they want. Or they may cut it off, splice it, to show that there's some sort of bias. Or if they won't even turn it on at all, say, oops, I accidentally forgot to cut on my body camera when I left out, and do something that is unlawful in any jurisdiction. Now, my feeling on this are very important. We would not have known about this case in Staten Island if it wasn't for the body camera. But not for the body camera, it wasn't for the cell phone video that was taken on that. And that's a whole other story right there where the person that took the cell phone video of Eric Garner being choked to death, last name Ortiz, he has been victimized by the police falsely because of what he showed to the public. He has been arrested for weapons charges. His wife has been arrested for assault. He has been vilified, victimized, and abused by the New York Police Department because of just showing what was really going on in their neighborhood. The issue. This is the situation that circumstance. These police officers feel like they're above the law. And if this keeps going on, what happens is those people are going to always feel like they are going to get away with anything that they want. Anything. And these are supposed to be the police officers. These are supposed to be the people that are supposed to protect us when there's an issue. As an African-American male, and I think a lot of African-American men feel like this, if there's something that goes on in their home, they do not want to call the police. Because what will happen is, automatically, when the police come to their door, when the police come to their neighborhood, automatically going to be seen as the victim. Watching a movie the other day, people look at these, you know, this was inspired by a true story. A movie called 96 Minutes, a very good movie if you haven't seen it. There was an incident and a time in this particular movie where the woman who was carjacked, who was shot, was in the middle of the street, you know, asking for someone to help her. This is in Atlanta. Gentleman picks her up, takes her to the hospital, and while she's getting surgery, getting treatment, of course the police would ask questions to the gentleman, but automatically the police thought that gentleman was a suspect. This is something that happens over and over and over again, especially in the African-American community. No matter what, we're looked at as a suspect and not the victim in the case. A pregnant woman was in a domestic dispute. The pregnant woman gets kicked and punched by the officer because she was so frantic, she was out of touch, and did not answer the questions according to how the officer wanted it to be. These are not random acts. over 600 acts in Cleveland alone this year. I mean, that's just a small sample of what's been going on. If you look at what's going on in your community, you look at go to the police reports and look at what's going on in your community, look at what's going on in your neighborhood, and you can see that there's a lot of different cases of police brutality, of police injustice going on. And I was hoping to have Dr. Lauren McWilliams on the air today. Unfortunately, he's been having a very busy day. And he was actually staging a rally in Rockland County to fight against police brutality in Rockland County, New York. And this is a small sample, but what we are doing, we are creating a large grassroots protest, large grassroots movement to fight against police brutality in this country. Al Sharpton is trying to create a march on Washington December 15th. When that happens, if that happens, I'll be the one to mention that, to tell you the details on that, so that way everybody that's listening can come out and can support this particular event. Now, I know a lot of people are leery when Al Sharpton is involved, and I understand that. I understand where people come from, because it seems like a lot of people have that same mentality that Charles Barkley has. We need to be outspoken in our communities. We need to be outspoken in our neighborhoods. We need to be outspoken, you know, when issues happen to us. And it should not come down to Al Sharpton having to step up. It should not come down to, you know, Jesse Jackson stepping up and traveling all across the country to talk about police, to talk about any incident when it comes down to our communities. We should be able to step up and be able to discuss certain aspects of what's going on in our society, in our community. And until we do that, then a lot of these things will still continue to happen. People don't try to step in and step up when it comes down to the actions in our community. And we have to do that now. You know, you got a few people now that are trying to be proactive. They're trying to step up. These sit-ins in the malls have been excellent. These shutdowns of the streets have been excellent. These are protests that we have not seen in our lifetime. And unless you're, you know, in your 50s, 60s, or 70s, you have not seen this. This has not happened in our generation, our lifetime, in the 70s, in the 80s, and the 90s. You know, you've seen these peaceful protests. Now, there have been violent protests in California, but what they don't tell you, that is not coming from the neighborhoods that are being affected. These violent protests that they claim are going on when it comes down to combating police brutality have happened in Berkeley, California. Have happened right by Cal Berkeley, by Stanford. A lot of these Caucasian students are taking this as an opportunity to try to rebel, or, you know, basically they're taking this and flipping this where it affects the protest. So be aware of the fake protests. Don't listen to everything that you hear on CNN. Don't listen to everything you hear on MSNBC, whatever network you listen to. Especially don't listen to everything that you hear on Fox. Because what you're going to hear, there's riots, there's violence. All these protests are turning ugly. That's what you're going to hear on these stations. Look at the people that are protesting. Look at the people that are sincerely and legitimately trying to make change in our community, and that's what you look for. Don't just involve yourself in a protest. Don't just involve yourself in a movement that you have no idea about. Basically, the end result of this should be the police being held accountable. Whether it be body cameras, whether it be enforced regulations, whether it be an overstep of the grand jury indictment, I'm every day shocked and baffled by what happened in New York and Staten Island. We saw the videotape. We saw that the gentleman was detained illegally for doing nothing, even if he was selling individual cigarettes that, you know, the police claim. Is that a reason to put him in chokehold? Is that a reason to bring him down, put him in a sleeper hold, and try to knock the gentleman out? Especially when it says, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Loudly and clearly on the air, they continue to keep him in a chokehold. And that's illegal. That is illegal. It's been illegal for several years, but it was still done, and it was still basically vindicated by the grand jury. We can't have that, people. We need to wake up. We need to open our eyes. We need to see what's going on in the communities and make sure that we are taking a positive stand against this police brutality. And until we take a stand, then we're going to be walking around in the fear and the police forever. So once again, we have a few minutes left, 347-850-1228. This is the Rise TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland.com. Now, we also have a couple officers that have chimed in on my Facebook. And what they are saying is that we have to recognize, this is from this is actually from an officer in the Cleveland area. It is a female officer, I want to mind you. And she says, we have to recognize that there are good police officers and there are police officers that are doing the right thing for our community. What these are road cops that are giving a bad name to the city of Cleveland, to the Cuyahoga County Police Department. And I wanted to stress that this came from a female officer, an American officer in the Cleveland area, in Cuyahoga County. So she sees firsthand that is going on. And she wants people to realize that there are good cops out there. She wants people to realize that there are people that are trying to make a difference in the community. And I want to say that from a personal standpoint, yes, I agree with that. You know, there are a lot of cops, past, present, and future, that want to do the best things for their community, that want to step up for their community and make sure their community is safe. But in the meantime, you have those that are not doing their job, that are not stepping up and being held accountable for their actions. And these are the ones that we're concerned about. Just because there might be 100 cops in your neighborhood and 95 of those cops are doing a great job, those 5 cops that are not are the ones that are imposing fear, are the ones that are imposing injustice, and are the ones that are creating an atmosphere where people don't even want to call the cops when something goes on in the house. I should not be in fear if someone breaks in my house to call the police because I feel that I might be wrongfully accused. I feel that I might be taken down and arrested. I feel that I might be shot. I feel like I might be killed for calling the police when someone breaks into my own home. And that's the state that a lot of people feel in this community. And for those who have not been affected by racial profiling, that have not been affected by police profiling, this is beyond race right now. This is beyond ethnicity. That is a key factor in it. But this is beyond that. This is about the police being doing this Dirty Harry mentality. That's what it comes down to, having this Dirty Harry mentality. And we have to make sure that everybody is held accountable for their actions. Once again, the Rise TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And as always, thank you for taking this time to listen to what is going on in our communities and making sure we take a stand. Take a stand. You see these protests going on. You see these movements going on. Be a part of them. Be active. Make your voice heard. Speak volumes. Be loud. Make sure that the police understand where you're coming from. Make sure the communities understand where you're coming from so that way we can make a difference in each other's lives. Love Talk will be on tomorrow, so keep a lookout for that. And once again, thank you to each and every one of you for listening to this show and creating that positive impact, creating that impact, and just letting me know and giving the feedback on the different topics of the day. So once again, Rise TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. Until next time, we'll talk.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check. Positivity.